Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. And yes, training camp underway for our favorite football team, the Buffalo Bills. You say off to a good start, right? I was about to say off to a good start with training camp. Of course, just a couple of days in, you expect there to be a buzz around the team and a lot of energy and excitement, but it's just nice for us to be at this point talking about Buffalo Bills football and so much that the team has to look forward to for this season. I'm recording this podcast late on Thursday, so as you kind of go through with it, it really kind of touches base on some things that took place the first 2 days in training camp. But there's really one player I want to focus on for the sake of the podcast today. And it's a guy that's really becoming a bit of a breakout star for the Bills. I use that term lightly, right? But call it more of a fan favorite when we talk about wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie. And so much of this, right, and you guys know, right, we are not at training camp. We rely on the great beat reporters that the team has to really relay a lot of information to us, information and video that we get from BuffaloBills.com. But again, this tight-knit community of those around the Buffalo Bills that kind of feed us this info that we can decipher as we need to. And one of those great creators for us, of course, is our good friend Matt Perino from NewYorkUpstate.com and Syracuse.com. And he has some info on McKenzie that he saw from Thursday's training camp. He was talking about it on the Shout podcast, which I encourage everybody to give a listen to, of course, to subscribe, whether it be on their YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts. But I really was enamored, right, with McKenzie and so much of what Perino was talking about, but really is McKenzie being one of those players that I've had an eye on leading up through this offseason. And so much of it really ties back to the Week 17 victory against the Miami Dolphins last year. Of course, for him, a breakout game, right? 6 receptions for 65 yards, 2 of them for touchdowns, an 87-yard punt return. Right, you looked at so much of who he was, and you're just like, man, he does have the capability. And don't get it twisted, right? Week 17, the Miami Dolphins were playing to win that game. The Buffalo Bills weren't necessarily, but the Miami Dolphins were. They had a playoff spot on the line, and the Bills won 56-26, with really McKenzie being that breakout star, which I think was just so fantastic in so many ways for what we're talking about here. Now, you take it further forward, right? And then you get to free agency. McKenzie is a free agent. You're not sure if he's going to re-sign with the Bills. We all know the story that he did. He even said he would sign and the Bills could pay him in candy, which I think was absolutely hysterical from that standpoint. But more notable, right, seeing that there was a door open because Andre Roberts signed a 2-year free agent contract with the Houston Texans, meaning the Bills did not have a kick returner or a punt returner on the roster, and certainly leaving that door open for McKenzie to be that player for the Bills. Now, I think in many ways, right, you kind of looked at things. Would they sign another free agent? They did not. Would they look to draft someone that could potentially fill one of those spots? Sure, they bring in Marquez Stevenson with the 6th-round pick, but I do not look at Stevenson as a 6th-round pick and say, oh, this is a guy that's going to, you know, step in and take this position, or this is not a guy that is going to come in, you know, and might even have a roster spot, right? Based on being a 6th-rounder, that might be something where he's got to mature on the practice squad, but certainly too early to speculate there. But then you have McKenzie, right? Like, just kind of keeps churning through OTAs, get through mini camps, and here we are now with the start of training camp. And I want to read to you what Perino wrote. I'll include it in the write-up here so you can pull up his entire article from NewYorkUpstate.com. But the title of the segment is Isaiah McKenzie might be the best backup in the NFL. It was just a few plays, but McKenzie always finds a way to show up at practice. It's the little details that stand out about him, too. His route running is exceptional. He's made it a point to credit Beasley for helping him develop his game, but at this stage, he might be just as dangerous as his mentor. The production he had last season was eye-opening, and he made a few big catches today, including a contested catch ball where he took a shot on a throw from Trubisky. Poyer joked that the Bills defense hates it when he makes plays because they have to hear something about it. McKenzie is a jokester and said on the Bills Instagram story yesterday that he's the face of the franchise. While that's not quite accurate, his value is immense. He's currently the favorite to be the Bills' return specialist after Andre Roberts departed in free agency. Poyer said McKenzie is so good because of how he can make guys miss after he catches the ball. He's so shifty. He's so quick. Believe it or not, he's actually pretty intelligent, Poyer joked. He's able to go out there and read coverages and run his choice routes, run his option routes. He's a fun player to watch. He's out there talking a lot of mess, and it's always fun to compete against him, end quote. You go through with all of this, right? And of course, Jordan Poyer, certainly a leader on the Buffalo Bills team, a well-respected player, a Pro Bowl caliber type of player, right? Although he gets snubbed each and every year. That's a podcast topic for another day. But we see it with McKenzie. You see those flashes. You see the opportunities when he has the ball in his hands. And you certainly see how effective he can be. Now, listen, some of them might be a little bit gadgety type plays, but even if you look back, right, in 2020, 30 receptions on 34 targets, pretty accurate from that standpoint for 262 yards. You look at things, right, and you think to yourself, like, okay, McKenzie is a guy who has been effective for the Bills, certainly an effective part of their offense in 2020. No one can deny that piece. And now you look at it and you think, like, okay, he comes back. I, for one, wanted the Bills to make him a priority signing. And I say that meaning, like, hey, was it going to take, you know, a three-year, $8 million deal to bring in McKenzie with some guarantees? No way in hell did I think a one-year contract, right, and $1 point something million in change was going to be enough to bring him back. Because for those of us that watch the games, we certainly see him as an important piece, right? When he is in motion as a part of the Buffalo Bills offense, you know that something good is going to happen. And when he gets the ball in his hands on those jet sweeps, on those little quick pitch passes or whatever it may be, Isaiah McKenzie is effective. Again, 30 receptions for 262 yards, right around 9 yards per catch, right? I mean, it's nothing to write home about, but when you talk about 30 out of 34 targets, 262 yards, finding the end zone 5 times, a trusted weapon used by Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills that makes the most of the limited snap counts that he has, you certainly love to see it. And now that he's going to get the opportunity, or at least I think he is, right, to return kicks, return those punts, be that kick returner for the team, in addition to what he can do on offense, yeah, I'd like to see what he can do. And I'd like to see him maybe be that spark plug for the Bills, right? That can be that second coming of someone like Andre Roberts. And don't get me wrong, losing Andre Roberts was not necessarily something you wanted to see happen. But when it did, it was like, okay, the Bills better re-sign Isaiah McKenzie because here's the guy that can certainly fill that role. And when you talk about filling that role and the potential, right? Andre Roberts, an all-pro caliber player, a Pro Bowl player, like I'm not saying you just step in and immediately fill those shoes. But now it's the opportunity for a player like McKenzie to step up. In all honesty, with so much of it that you talk about, the kick return duty is like the biggest unknown when it comes to the Bills roster. It really does. Like you can go through with all of this and think to yourself, like, what, you talk about a competition for cornerback two between Dane Jackson and Levi Wallace? I mean, Levi Wallace is the incumbent, right? Like he was the starter the last 2.5 seasons. I mean, if Dane Jackson beats him out, that's fine, but it's not like there's a hole in that position when it comes to the roster. Or if you want to talk about the left guard position and say, well, Cody Ford's going to have some competition. Will it be Ike Boettger or maybe Forrest Lamp? Regardless, right? I mean, you've got Boettger and Ford still on the roster, the two guys that started at the position last year and, you know, performed somewhat admirably. You always look at these pieces, right? And you just think to yourself, like, man, Isaiah McKenzie can truly be that kind of wild card for the Bills this season. And I am certainly here for it. I love to see it. I love the energy he brings to his team. Everything you see, whether it be in the media, social media, you know, whatever the Buffalo Bills put on their website, he's beloved by his teammates. So you go through with all of it. I am just excited to see what he can be. I was excited about him coming into camp. And then I got the reporting that came from Perino again earlier in the day on Thursday. And quite frankly, that was just even more exciting as you look at these pieces, right? Because I think with so much of it, you just can't help but love what this player can be. And yes, so much of that does tie into week 17 in the 2020 season, but I'd like to see Isaiah McKenzie remain an active member of the Buffalo Bills. I'd like to see him get that opportunity to return those kicks. And most certainly to continue to be, right, that fourth or fifth wide receiver for the Bills, give a little bit of a different look, provide some edge, some speed right around the edge on any of those end arounds or, again, those little pitch passes that he gets from Josh Allen. I'm certainly here to see it. There was one more highlight I forgot to mention from Perino's article. And he says, McKenzie undressed Neal, but he's basically unguardable in these drills, referring to one-on-one drills. He also said his route versus rookie Rashad Wild Goose may have been the sickest move I've seen in 4 years of covering these drills. So you just love to see that. I love the job that Perino does in covering the team because he's able to share so many of these examples with us. And I think just as fans, it's something that I'm excited to see. And I'm excited to see what can, you know, again, come of this with Isaiah McKenzie. And there are certainly a lot of guys that have flashed early on through these first couple of days of camp for the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, as we continue to get tidbits that come out, of course, there will be an open practice on Saturday, maybe like 30,000 fans in observance. It may have even taken place by the time you get to listen to this, but just more and more of these tidbits, right, that continue to come out. We are talking about football. I mean, heck, I haven't even really talked about Josh Allen, who continues to look great by all reports, which is fantastic. So, yeah, you know, we're all getting this information secondhand. We follow online. We see the Twitter feeds. We read the articles. But these guys, I mean, they cover the team. This is what they do. And they share this information with us. Like, they're not cheerleaders. They're not just putting out stuff to get us pumped up. Like, this is legit. This is truly legit. I mentioned the Shout podcast before. And they were talking about Josh Allen. Ryan Talbot put it best. He said, like, Bills fans, you deserve this. You deserve to get excited about Josh Allen, you know, in the first week of training camp. That is certainly okay. And it's exciting to me just when you hear about it, to think that we're here. We've said it before, right? I've said it on previous podcasts. You know, you didn't really have this in 2020. Right. There was some semblance of training camp, couldn't really be covered. I think back to, again, the guys on the beat, how little information they had, how little there was for them to be able to see. And here we are just a couple days in. And it's just an overload of information. I say an overload in the best possible way. In addition to that, right, it's just nice to see members of the Buffalo Bills participating, you know, in a one-on-one press conference in person, not over Zoom. I think you talk about some sort of a return to normal. Guys like Josh Allen meeting with the media, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Cole Beasley, Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders. Like, this is just what you like to see. It's a different type of interaction, right, when it's taking place in person versus what's happening over a Zoom type of setting, right, to do those interviews. So, as I look at so much of this, I think it's just such an exciting piece. You try not to get like too overexcited early on in training camp, but it's okay too, right? It's football. It's fun. We do this because it's fun. We follow the team because it's supposed to be fun. Isaiah McKenzie is certainly fun. And I love seeing what he's doing for the Buffalo Bills so far. And as I said, love seeing the article touting the work that he has put in already and that he is making an early impact for the Buffalo Bills. So let me do this. I am going to get out of here for now. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcast so you get each and every one of our shows here at BuffaloRumblings.com. You know we got big things coming for the YouTube channel as well, so make sure you hit the subscribe button there at YouTube.com/BuffaloRumblings. You do not want to miss a thing. Always appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm going to get out of here for now, but as always, go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.